Wisconsin is full of examples of cultural traditions that immigrants brought with them when they made their way to the state. Danish kringle, Norwegian trolls, German beer and polka. A new exhibit at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay is celebrating some other countries' immigrants and their families' contributions around candy. Maybe the names Alpha Sweets, Eileen's, or Sarugi's sound familiar. The exhibit features artifacts from some of these family businesses, as well as some interactive installations for kids and adults, plus some science lessons from the world of candy making. It's called Spectacular Science Candy Chemistry. Beth Kowalski is Executive Director of Neville Public Museum. Beth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us this afternoon. We're so very pleased.
Why did you and the museum decide to shine a light on candy history in Brown County?
Oh, a couple of reasons. So here at the Neville Public Museum, we're all about history, science, and art. And my goal is always to have the staff pull as many permanent artifacts from our storage area and help tell those stories. So several decades ago, when the Cops restaurant closed, there was an auction, and the team here was fortunate enough to get the original Cops candy counter. So that has been in our permanent collection for several decades, and a Cops booth, which was pretty iconic because people remember those experiences of Washington Street and downtown Green Bay. And so with that inspiration and having this rich immigrant family, multi-generational story, the team came to me and said, we want to talk about chemistry, but through candy. And I said, you got it. Let's do it.
Let's meet some of the families behind some of these candy companies. Now, the one I know best is the one I just mispronounced. I know it's Sarugi's. My kids sold them for fundraisers. I ate a disturbing amount of them over the years. Tell us a little bit about the history of Sarugi's.
Yes, the Sarugi family is in their fifth generation. They immigrated here to northeastern Wisconsin from Lebanon and have been making candy for well over 100 years. And it's just an honor and pleasure to be able to work with such an amazing regional destination and chocolatier. Our team got to go into the behind the scenes at Sarugi's and get some video recording of candy being made on site. And they're just an amazing, wonderful family and partner here in northeastern Wisconsin and Green Bay and De Pere.
And now one I'm not as familiar with, and I don't know if I'm saying it right. I think it's Eileen's founded there.
Yep, Eileen's. If you go to, say, your local Woodman's or your festival, when you look at down the more the commercial aisle or the baking aisle, when you have the prepackaged nuts and basically nuts for baking, that's what one of their expertise. And they've really ramped up their regional business to be able to do a lot of product packaging and efficiency in their space. So they're doing really cool science with how they roast their nuts and then how they package them and get them into the market.
And then you mentioned you've got a countertop from the Cops store. Can you talk about the history of the candy production?
Yes. So a lot of these for Auto Cop, they started off in making candy, but sometimes they also would have storefronts where they were ice cream shops, or then for Cops specifically, they turned into a restaurant. So most known for like their Mickey Mouse sundaes and some of the sweet treats that you could get. So they kind of branched off in not just making the old world chocolates, but also more of ice cream and food and restaurants.
And that's Cops, K-A-A-P, not to be confused with the grocery store, C-O-P-P, or the custard shop in the Milwaukee area as well.
Correct.
A couple more store stories, I'm hoping, or candy maker stories I'm hoping you can share. Alpha Sweets.
Oh, Alpha Sweets is such an amazing family story. Daughter and brothers are still with us, and can tell their family story through the lens of their father, who opened Alpha Sweets as a business, and then that eventually ended up into being Alpha Delights, which is a restaurant in De Pere, Wisconsin. And the family has kept all of the father's candy making equipment, and it is absolutely just, it gives me chills when I see it. So you're talking the gorgeous copper mixing bowl and the candy thermometer. And the most impressive piece is this marble portion where Mary's father would roll out candy canes for neighborhood kids. And it's just a really amazing artifacts that they're on loan.
Talking to Beth Kowalski, Executive Director of Green Bay's Neville Public Museum, about an exhibit they have there on the history of candy making in Brown County and the science of it as well. What's the deal with candy? Why was this such a good business opportunity for small, family-run, often immigrant businesses in the area?
Well, again, we all like our sweets and we like our treats. And again, being able to bring those family traditions, it's very much like traditional recipes. Otto Kopp had, you know, traditional recipes that came with their restaurant. The candy recipes were a trade and a skill that came with them and just stuck with the different generations as they have proceeded on. And yeah, it's a really great, rich history here in northeastern Wisconsin and Brown County.
And I've mentioned part of the goal here is the science of candy making. When we visit the exhibit at Neville, what are we going to learn?
So you get introduced to the history, obviously, but then you can create a sugar molecule. You can push an interactive that talks about the temperature it takes to make sugar turn into certain things. So like, what temperature does it take to turn into a caramel versus a hard candy, more like a Jolly Rancher? We have a really cool interactive where there are recipe cards, and it's RFID technology that we're using in this table, where you set down the two different pieces, and then it shows a video of what emulsification looks like, or how candy is, you know, manufactured. So really good, really high quality STEM learning, as well as the local history.
One more piece of local history I want to get into. You also, I think, have items from Bernstein's candies.
We have just a history panel about Bernstein's, but yes, they're just like Sarugi's, they're still in business in downtown Green Bay, and utilizing historic recipes to make their delicious treats.
As a museum leader, how do you find the right balance in getting, you know, the history, the science, and some of the fun in the local history along the way?
Yes, definitely. So again, we had certain things in the collection in talking with community members. That's what allowed us to borrow some pieces. And then again, we have community committees that help us with our content and how we share our ideas. And going back to the science piece, it's tied into the curriculum in our state's science standards. So it was kind of a really good fit of how to teach somewhat difficult. I'm a humanities person, so difficult science concepts in a really fun way.
Walk us into the exhibit now. I walk in the door, paint a picture of what we're going to see.
So in Spectacular Science, that is our first floor exhibition, and it has four different themes within it. So to get to candy chemistry, you kind of walk through an engineering section where we have a ginormous Lego Lambo that was gifted to us. So you get a chance to talk about engineering through Legos and that particular type of science. When you entered into candy chemistry, we created the team, not me, I was going to say the team absolutely created this cute little candy shop look where the history panels are at and the candy counter from Kopp's restaurant is at. And then as you go through the space, it's blended with interactive panels talking about some of our favorite types of candies and how they're created and made. And in the center part is the Alpha Sweets and Alpha Delights equipment that really kind of then helped tell even that continued story. The Pappas family has lent us the family recipe books. So you can actually see the handwritten recipes that were passed down from generation to generation, as well as even the different extract boxes and some of the dyes that were used to create the candy canes.
And you mentioned this is the candy part of Spectacular Science, the engineering with the Lego Lambo. What else do we see in Spectacular Science?
We also have a section on principles of light and illumination, where we brought out a lot of our historic light equipment that would never normally leave the storage area. And through the lens, again, of looking at science. And principles of light. And then we also still have a section on germs, which, again, we opened this exhibit in 2.5 years ago, so it was perfectly appropriate at the time. And that's the section next year that'll rotate out and a new section will come in.
And this is up for a couple few years now. There's one, the clock is ticking on. You've got, I wanted to hear about this, an inflatable contemporary art. What is that?
So we're talking, imagine a sugar skull as big as a small vehicle. We're very fortunate that we have a lot of good square footage in the building, as well as tall ceiling heights. So 9 different artists represent about 14 different pieces of inflatable contemporary art that have been crafted and have amazing social and even environmental stories and backgrounds of why the artists were inspired to create such large format contemporary inflatable art.
Beth, I want to bring things home to Candy here for a minute. Now, I'm a very suggestible person when it comes to food. If I keep hearing or seeing something about candy, I kind of want to eat candy. Is this like an occupational hazard for you right now?
It is, because we actually have some Sarugi's chocolates available in our gift shop. Oh. And so there have been times that I've been in the middle of the afternoon going, I think I need to sneak downstairs and purchase a candy bar.
Beth, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Oh, thank you so very much.
That's Beth Kowalski, Executive Director of the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. She was with us to talk about a new exhibit there featuring artifacts and interactive installations around Brown County's candy-making history and the science of making candy. The Spectacular Science Candy exhibit is open now, runs for the next 3 years. For more info, visit nevillepublicmuseum.org or check out our link at wpr.org/centraltime.